All you faithful virgins, to this song give ear, and learn these lessons which are taught you here. An alphabet of virtues are here set, being learned will make a maid complete. Bear not a scornful mind, although you are beauteous as Helen, or like Venus fair. It ill becomes a forehead smooth and white to threaten anger in a lover's sight. Choose thou a modest carriage, and still be courteous, and not too coy in company. Their nature's changing, and too much unkind, who hath a comely face and scornful mind. Disdainful never seem, nor yet too much. Dote on your faces, beauty slighting such. As who for loveliest creeping age come on, and then too late your folly you bemoan. Exchange no love, but always constant be. Esteem true love a perfect treasury. For where true love and beauty doth unite, it yields both parties, both their hearts' delight. Feign no affection, but where vows are past, fix there your heart, and let your love be placed. For if by feigned vows love's not betide, it breeds dissension 'twixt the groom and bride. Grow not too proud, though smiling fortune do great store of wealth and her best gifts bestow. For pride, the proverb says, must have the fall, and so must maidens, widows, wives, and all. Haste not too much for marriage, nor the thing which doth not pleasure, but both sorrow bring. For hasty lovers often do destroy their sweets of love, ere they their hopes enjoy. If you do choose a man whom you affect, injure him not with any disrespect. But wary be, and ere lovers not you tie, prove first your own, and then his constancy. Knowledge is gained by experience, and by this thou mayst arrive unto the height of bliss. First try, then trust, though, which when you have proved, you both may love and be as well beloved. Look ere you leap, the proverb still doth say, let not smooth tongues your love to lust betray. In fairest grass a snake is often found, and smoothest tongues with falsehood much abound. Moan not too much, nor be thou always sad. Mirth sometimes may become a virtuous maid. Yet use not too much laughter, lest you be slighted and scorned for your immodesty. Nor use uncivil talk or gesture light, nor in unseemly wantonness delight, but keep chaste behavior that you may have good report in every kind of way. Offend not with a foul and slanderous tongue, of them that do not think thee any wrong, but speak thou well of all and always do with others as you would have them to do with you. Paint not your beauty when it is decayed. Prize not that for a jewel that will fade. And when you've done, the best will fade away, and through red cheeks a wrinkled brow display. Quench in thyself all lust's inflaming fires, which may provoke thee to such unchaste desires. For though a while pleasure please the mind, yet sorrow, want, and beggary comes behind. Remember next how, like a fading flower, the earth's best treasures vanish in an hour. And now the best of things you can enjoy, the scythe of time shall cut and death destroy. Seek therefore richer gifts than he can give, so shalt thou in a state most surely live. For though fair beauty deck thy outward part, yet inward virtue best adorns thy heart. Try that rich gem which, when thou hast attained, thou hast a virtuous maid's chief beauty gained. And if fair virtue do thy courses steer, like love's fair daughter thou shalt bright appear. Vain beauty's but a trifle that awhile Dame Nature lends thee with a flattering smile, which lovers gaze at, and with greedy hands each one will crop its blossoms as it stands. Whilst in its fullest ripeness it is grown, when 'tis decayed, their loves are with it gone. Let then this be thy care and chiefest strife, to live a virtuous maid and honest wife. Xantippe, like the wife of Socrates, affect thou not thy husband to displease, nor with a railing tongue pursue his will, and in humility obey him still. Yield not to others when you once are wed the pleasures of your lawful husband's bed. For if you guilty be of such a fact, thou shalt not escape unpunished for that act. Zealous be thou in all these virtues prove, both constant, chaste, and loyal to your love. And if these lessons well you learn for thee, 'tis truly still the Virgin's ABC.